Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Author Stephen Smith's new book, The Inventor's Journey, Three Strikes I'm In, is a personal reflection on the joys and challenges of his career in product development. A candid account of the inventing process, the trials, errors, rejections, and triumphs of inventing. Stephen describes the inspiration leading to his designs, the patent and trademark applications process, and strategies for dealing with the inevitable failures. Stephen is the founder and CEO of Innovation and Ideas, established in December of 2016. He created the company with the intention of helping other inventors gain success from their product development inventions. The Inventor's Journey, Three Strikes I'm In, Practical and Useful Advice for Succeeding in the World of Inventing. And author Stephen Smith is our guest on This Week in America. Stephen, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's good to be with you today.
So much to talk about in the program, and you use the word journey a lot throughout your book, and it's obvious that this whole process is a journey. Who encouraged you to start this journey in the field of inventions?
Well, my journey really started when I was younger. I used to, as I have written in my book, I used to, you know, try to design, put together, plaster, make stuff, you know, from bits and pieces. And, you know, it seemed like it was pretty much in line as to what developed years later. And so as I got more involved into the design or development, I just, you know, it took off as far as me inventing products and putting that concept together. And, you know, it seemed like my track record was impeccable as far as, you know, finding products or thinking of products to create. It was either on the market or it was open season to try to develop it. And so that's where I begin the journey.
It's a fascinating story, The Inventor's Journey, Three Strikes I'm In by Stephen Smith. All of us have thought at one point or another, we've got a better idea. Why couldn't they do it this way? I've got this great invention. And it usually stops there because we don't know how to go about implementing that idea, getting it off the ground. You talked about, and you discuss this in a book, as a teenager, you're looking at inventing things as a young man. Talk about the talking temperature pacifier. It sounded like you were really onto something with that.
Yes, I was a military vet, I am a military vet. I was in the military at the time, in the Army, and my wife was pregnant, and so my position in the military was a medic, and you know I the fact that I had a lot of experience in the medical field, I just began to start, you know, putting my head together on this great product that I thought would be good for infant babies. I started, you know, just, you know, putting the pieces together and trying to figure out how it would work. And lo and behold, I came up with the idea of actually designing a pacifier that you would install in the baby's mouth, you know, just like a regular pacifier.
Oh, yes, yes.
But this type of pacifier would actually take the child's temperature without the child even knowing, the infant child even knowing. And so it would register on the back of the pacifier the actual temperature. And I even, you know, considered it being audible, where it would tell you the actual temperature. And so that's how I came up with the idea. My wife was pregnant at the time. And so I would see when we would take the baby to the doctors, they would, you know, literally stick the thermometer in the rectal area. And that wasn't a good feeling for me. So I decided to, you know, put my head together and start designing this pacifier idea.
It's such a genius idea. And again, so often we think we've got a shortcut to something. You actually have had so many, and we'll talk about that during the course of the program. And Stephen goes into great detail in his book, The Inventor's Journey. What are some of the most important factors to consider when getting into this type of business? It sounds good, and boy, you're very honest in the book with all the failures that you went through. Talk about some of the factors to consider when you begin to think, maybe I could be an inventor, maybe I could get in business doing this.
Well, I learned from scratch. I really had no one to direct me in the right direction, and so I had to learn on my own. I had learned by my failures, by putting all that together, it put me in a better place, because I was determined to continue on with my journey. And so I had to learn this. I had to learn, you know, who the adversary was out there, and, you know, who would really help me out, and who is really out there taking your money opposed to trying to really put your product out there on the market. It's not just a simple, you know, sitting down and I'll create this product and, I'll put it out there for people to see it. You gotta protect it. You have to, do the research and see if the product's out there. And, you know, and once again, and then you have to protect it. You have to look at the investment part. You know, am I able to actually accomplish, paying the cost to actually create this idea and put it on the market or patent it first? Because that's the first stages.
How long did it take you from the time you decided, I would like to try to do this as a business, maybe not full-time right now, but as a business, until you got that first patent? How long a process was that?
It took me, when I received my first patent, I actually started looking at ideas, and an idea talk called a non-provisional patent. And so what that does is that protects you for up to a year. But during that year, you have to try to market the product or at least see if there's interested, entrepreneurs or businesses out there that are willing to invest or license the product. And so, you know, a lot of times, if you don't do anything within that year's time, or you sit on it, then the non-provisional will expire. If you move forward with it, then you can actually obtain a utility patent. So it literally took me, I'm going to say, probably 2 or 3 years to actually, get my product patented, or to a point where I knew what steps to take to protect it and to obtain the utility patent.
Interesting is you throw those terms out there. If someone's listening going, well, that sounds too complicated for me, Stephen does an excellent job of breaking it down. This is not a brain tease type of book. He lays it all out there, all of the terminology, all of the steps. A number of documents are actually pictured in the book, so you know exactly what to do on a step-by-step basis. The goal for Stephen, as I mentioned, is to help other people eliminate some of the problems that he had along the way and capitalize on some of the successes that he had. Our guest is Stephen Smith. His website is authorstephensmith.com. His book is The Inventor's Journey, 3 Strikes, I'm In, book available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, OlympusStoryHouse.com. Links for all of those on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Looking back on what all of you've accomplished, if you had to change or do something different, what change would that be? I'm sure people are like, okay, what did you do that you wouldn't do again that we should be watching for as we go through this journey?
Well, like I said, it's not an easy task to try to patent your idea. It's simple if you have the experience, but if you don't know what methods steps to take to get to that, you know, to that point, then you could fail. And you could fail terribly, because it would literally cause your product to not be able to obtain a patent, or you can actually allow the product for it not to be protected, where others will see it and know and think that it's a great idea, and they would actually take it and run with it. So, I mean, you have to be careful. You have to protect your idea, and certainly you have to keep an eye on every step that you take in maintaining your actual position as far as getting your product where it needs to be.
Several words that come up often: trusting is one, and we'll talk about that, and protection is another. Let's focus on the trusting part of that. If you're thinking, I really don't know where to turn, let me Google a couple of companies here and see if anybody can help me. No shortage of people who want to help. The problem is trying to find somebody who can actually help you. You talk about one scam you write about in the book, what you thought you had a licensing agreement offer from a representative in China. Talk about how that came down.
Well, let me back up. It was actually a representative from what I thought was Japan. And it started out as a typical conversation. Not sure exactly how he was able to obtain my contact information, but I received a call one night. It was late. And considering the fact that he told me he was from Japan, I knew it was the time difference between the two countries. I talked to him, and he sounded very interested as far as licensing my product. And so we talked, and we emailed, and we really pretty much, it seemed like, you know, things were coming together, and, you know, we were, you know, just filling each other out. And so this actual conversation went on for over a month. And, you know, the gist of it was they were willing to take on my product, and he was willing to pay a substantial amount of money, you know. And so I was very interested. And so we talked and we emailed, and I was sometime up late talking to him on the phone. I was actually talking to his partner, because he claimed that the owner didn't speak English, so he had to be the translator. And so, and lo and behold, we got to the financial part where we were ready to move forward. And instead of him, you know, setting it up for me to actually get paid, they wanted me to, to offer money to them, or to, you know, produce a certain amount of money. And that's when I became a little skeptical. And I pretty much said, why would I give money to get money, on a licensing deal? And so I did some research, you know, looked at everything. And as you read in the book, I kind of closed the deal out, because I told them that I was not willing to produce money. They were saying that, you know, I would have to, you know, meet in Ireland or you know, produce the money. The money would be produced in Ireland, and it would be transported to me. And that's when things got a little itchy, and I kind of backed off and told them that I wouldn't be able to move any forward with producing any funds for this project to seal the deal, unless the owner was willing to work with me in some manner. And so that's pretty much where it stopped. But listen, he really had me going for a moment. I really thought that this deal was going to close.
It's an amazing story. That and so much more in Stephen's book, The Inventor's Journey, Three Strikes I'm In. All of this laid out, the red flags that you should be looking for when someone is approaching you. I want to touch on the trust factor there. So often you hear people have an idea and somebody will ask them, what is it? And they basically spill the whole thing. How do you protect yourself, the proprietary ideas and designs that you have? How willing should you be to share those with someone?
You certainly have to be, you know, really protective of your idea. A lot of times you would think that, you know, when you talk to someone, your mindset will tell you, well, you know, they may not be able to afford it. So I can actually convey my message or my idea to them.
Yes.
But you have to certainly protect, you know, as though it's actually considered a non-disclosure agreement that you would fill out. But see, you have to use that non-disclosure agreement verbally before you even sign a document as far as a non-disclosure agreement. It's because, you know, you never know. Someone you might talk to that, you know, becomes very interested could actually take your idea and run with it. So the best method, the best technique first is to first see if the idea is out there, do a search, patent search. And then once you find out that it's not there or not out there, then you can move forward with the next step, and that's trying to get the product patented. Once you have gotten it protected, either non-provisional, that lasts a year, or the utility, then now you can talk about it a little more and try to consider trying to license the product. But you still want to make sure that you sign a non-disclosure agreement with just anybody you speak with, because you still want to make sure you're maintaining some type of privacy and keeping it under lock and key until it's actually out there to the public.
Let's talk about that balance you have to have between really pursuing your dream, something that you want to happen, which was your case. You really wanted to do this, not only the monetary part of it, but you considered inventing a gift. You were providing solutions to people in their lifestyle to make their lives easier. You balance that persistence that you have, that perseverance, along with reality that maybe this is not going to work. As you were going through the process, the journey that we talked about, were there times when you were second-guessing whether or not this journey was what I really should be focusing on?
No, Rick, because when I started, like I said, it was just a constant, you know, a constant beating of my brain to say, wow, you know, you can actually do this. And so, like I mentioned in the beginning, my track record for creating ideas, it seemed like every time I came up with an idea, it was a hit.
Yes.
And what I mean by that, it was either on the market, so my mind was working in the right direction because I'm creating these ideas, and they're either out there or they're not out there. And so I took that and ran with it. And I said, you know, this, you know, really, really could work for me. And so as a result, you know, I stayed with it and I continued the journey. And so that's where I really came up with the name of the book, you know, The Inventor's Journey, because it certainly, like I said, you can't sit around on the idea as to think that, well, I'll sit on it, you know, for a few months, you know, and wait to get it patented, wait to move forward. Believe me, there are people out here that are thinking about the same thing you're thinking about. And so before you know it, it can end up on the shelf and you'll say to yourself, wow, I came up with that idea, or I had that idea and I was going to create it, but it's on the shelf. So that's what I would convey to those that are interested. If you have an idea, don't just sit on it and think that, you know, it'll wait for you.
Yes.
Because believe me, every day you see ideas that you thought would you could actually produce and put it out there, but you'll find that either it's in the U.S. Patent and Trade Office getting ready to obtain a patent on it, or it's being developed.
I guess you have to figure, if I have that idea, somebody else probably does. The question now is who gets there first, who gets to the finish line first.
Exactly. And certainly.
Stephen has done that. Let's jump to January of 2017. You've got this product that charges cell phones in a unique way and other devices. Talk about that and getting the patent and going into business and the thrill of success when you have a product like this that is life-changing for people and a successful patent, a successful product designed for you.
Well, that particular product is called the Battery Just In Case. And I came up with that idea. Me and my wife, we frequent Myrtle Beach. And so we were down in Myrtle Beach 1 year, and my phone, died on me. You know, the battery was getting low.
Yes.
And eventually it died. And so I was sitting there as an inventor, using the inventor's mindset. And I said, wow, I said, it'd be something if they can create an idea where your phone could literally charge without it being plugged in. And so my mind began to work. And so I came up with the idea of solar. Okay. And that was the first a concept that I had put together in regards to the battery just in case. And so then, you know, as I did my worst research, I realized that the solar had to be big enough to be able to hold enough power to charge. And so I spoke with companies in China and in various locations to research it. But then I also said I can use USB, you know, and incorporate a battery inside the actual case, and that would I can incorporate the two together, and so it will charge using solar, and also I can charge the battery using solar, a USB battery. And so lo and behold, it came together, and the battery just in case was created.
I love that. And can we find information on that on your website?
It's right now, I am trying to reestablish, because of the pandemic, I'm trying to reestablish my market and get things back with the newer phones. And so I'm working on that now.
And if you check Stephen's website, you'll get information on the book and updates on this product that he's talked about and other products as well. It's authorstephensmith.com. That's one of the links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. At the beginning of the book, you talk about your mother, your brother, the influences they had on you. How did they contribute, and how important is that to have that nurturing as you're growing up, when you have ideas, when you're trying to be innovative, and family around you as you're going through the process of trying to establish yourself?
Well, that was my biggest pet peeve. My mother, she actually encouraged me, as mothers do, but she actually went back to school when she was 65 to get her degree. And really, that was a turning point for me, because I was so amazed that, you know, she would do that at that age. And so that really encouraged me.
Yes.
And I said to myself, if she can do that and become successful, then certainly what's stopping me from doing what I want to do? And as far as my brother was concerned, he actually owned a tree cutting business. He started out with just a single saw. And so he literally grew that business to a multi-million dollar business. And, you know, owned his own trucks and, you know, had a hiring staff. And so it really encouraged me to really say, if they can do this, then why can't I? And so I stuck with it, and I continued on the journey. And so, you know, it got me to that point.
And that's part of the message in the book, to follow your dreams. You've got a passion. It's something that you can fulfill, go after it, words of encouragement, and then guiding you through the process in Stephen's book, The Inventor's Journey, Three Strikes I'm In by Stephen Smith. Stephen, by the way, has, I believe, what, 2 utility patents and owned several trademarks. So you've really made a name for yourself, established yourself in the business of innovations and inventing. Any future ideas you're working on the pipeline that we should be interested in that you're looking to pursue?
Well,
you don't have to go into detail because we can't have everybody sign a non-disclosure, so be vague about it. But but anything you're working on, it's a trustworthy audience. They're okay. They're good people.
Well, once again, your mind is always working.
Yes.
And as I inscribed in the book, you just don't sit around thinking of ideas. They just naturally come to you. And so I am, you know, I'm working on some other ventures that hopefully will, you know, become successful as well. And we'll see. We'll see down the road. Hopefully, you know, in a few years or so, you'll see, or shorter, you may see some other ideas out there. And then perhaps I'll be working on another book.
Well, this one is really well done, receiving excellent reviews, a follow-up with your continuing education on this journey. The journey's not over. In fact, that's something that's interesting. You had, 20 years in the military, a distinguished career in the military, numerous recognition, served in the Iraqi War, if I understand correctly, and then in the medical field as well. I think about 20 years you had successful careers out there. And you made that switch. And I say that because there's some people that figure, you know, I'm too far along in the line. I'm not a young guy anymore. I'm not 23. This is going to be, you know, I've got this dream, but I'm not sure I'm capable of doing it. I'm thinking time has probably gotten away from me. That's really not the case. And you've proven with your mother.
Right, exactly. You always keep an open mindset. And I mentioned in my book that, you know, if you have a great idea, or you're really thinking about moving forward with the success of your life, or you have retired and you have thought about doing something after retirement, don't let it sit. You know, put it out there, put the idea out there, put the concept out there, and see, you know, if it will take off. You never know, Rick. You never know. If you're enthusiastic about it and you're really excited about doing something, you know, past your retirement age, certainly don't just sit on it and at least give it a shot.
What I really like about the book, The Inventor's Journey, 3 Strikes I'm In by our guest Stephen Smith, is it gets you started. It's like, okay, I can do this, and it gives you all of the steps. Well, there comes a point of success when, okay, I've got this product. Now what do I do with it? I need a partner. I need marketing. All of that is laid out in very simple, easy to understand language in Stephen's book, The Inventor's Journey. Stephen, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Keep up the good work. Hopefully we can do this again. The website is very simple, authorstephensmith.com. Book available at OlympusStoryHouse.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And I'd like to thank Olympus Storyhouse for arranging our conversation today, unleashing the power of your stories to achieve the recognition that they deserve, OlympusStoryHouse.com. Stephen, it's been a pleasure. Continued success with everything you've got going. Remarkable career in what you've done, what you continue to do. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick, and you as well. It's been great talking to you. Hope to talk to you again.
Would love to. And again, the book, The Inventor's Journey, 3 Strikes I Am In by Stephen Smith. His website, simple, his name, authorstephensmith.com. Traveling, can't write that down or can't remember it, just go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we will link you on directly to Stephen's website. You are listening to This Week in America, and we're back with today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.